Blog Talk Radio.
With Insight by Damaris. We are in the week of, let's see, this is the last week of the month. So this insight is for week ending 131. So first of all, I'd like to thank those who are tuning in now. I see your calls. And I also want to make a reminder, if you missed last night's show, last night was pretty spontaneous. And we talked about blockages. And so there's a lot of information in the intro of that particular show. And then we did a lot of readings yesterday, which means I'm not going to be doing a lot of readings tonight. I'll probably do the first three callers that I see here on the line. And then I'll probably wrap it up. So it's going to be a really short show. But I do want to get started on the weekly insight. And so the theme for this week is really about success as far as it relates to our appearance. So really it's about our appearance and being authentic. But it's interesting, the appearance can go either way. So the reading is basically saying that how we look how we look to others may keep us sort of in a box. You know, so we're afraid to go outside of the box because we're afraid of how we'll look if we succeed or if we fail. So it's about appearance. And so I did a three-card spread as well. But what I'll do is I will start with the body scan and aura reading and start from there. And I'll just kind of go from there. So it reads, for those who have lost passion in their work or are unaware of their true desires, the reading is asking us to look at our appearance. So it asks us, does appearance stop us from generating true success? So basically how we look to the outside world. So does that stop us from generating true success? And it says that the success is linked to our purpose in life, so our true success. So it says that basically we should look to see, like, am I doing this because I look a certain way? Or really when I started doing this reading, I almost had a vision of, just to give you a scenario, but I had a vision of a couple, like a married couple, two people together. And the way they look is sort of like almost marketing. So it's like we're together and, you know, we have our children. They're unhappy in the marriage, but the appearance is what's most important. And so even if one had considered leaving the marriage, then, oh, how would that look? I may not have as much money. So then, of course, there it affects the appearance. And so really it seems as though this week the reading is asking us, really, are we enslaved by how we look, you know, based on, according to the outside world, how does other people view me? How do other people view me? So here we're kind of trapped by that. At least that's what the reading is saying. It also goes on to say that in regards, you know, I just spoke about relationships, in regards to relationships, those who have left a relationship and wants to return may have a selfish agenda. So for those who listen to this reading, if you were in a relationship or someone's left and they want to come back, the reading is saying that they may have their own selfish agenda. So there's something that they may still need, desire, or want from you, and it's not really say, okay, I want to be in an authentic relationship. So to kind of look out for that. I went ahead and did some do's and don'ts for the week, and it said to avoid lengthy conversations. It says to sort of have a conversation, keep it short, because it says the longer the conversation, there may be miscommunication. So to avoid a miscommunication, just sort of say what you need to say and end the conversation. So this week, avoid long conversations. It also says go deeper into meditation and prayer and your healing practices. And that also shows up in the aura. The first thing that comes up in the aura is our spiritual colors. So definitely this week is a good week to go within, connect with your spiritual self, go deeper. And for those who practice a certain form of meditation or prayer, maybe take it a little bit deeper. Go, what would be the next step? I would think about that this week. So a good time to just kind of go in. It also says to review your business plans and your concepts. So you necessarily don't have to act out on anything, but to actually review your business plan. So a good time to go in, think about what you're doing, and review your business plans and concepts. It also says to listen to your gut feelings in regards to relationship challenges. And I think that's connected to the whole sort of if somebody's left and they come back, I think that's kind of linked to that statement there. So to listen to your gut feelings in regards to relationship challenges, trust it, and go from there. And let's see, what else do we have here? We have it's a good week for manifestation work. There again, in the aura, it just shows a lot of potent spiritual, high spiritual colors and energy. So it's a good time for your prayers to actually work. Good time for your, if you're into doing spells, your manifestation work. So it's a good time there again to go in, focus, and have an intimate time, I should say, with yourself. So good work to, good week to manifest and to do spiritual work. Okay, and here's something, it was a little highlight. It said to avoid sneaking around. So it says avoid sneaking around. And it says dishonesty this week. Being dishonest, you can get caught. So this week, for the sneaky folks, kind of take it easy, because there's a possibility that you could get caught this week. So there's a little highlight there. Let me see. And then when I did the three-card spread, I just threw three cards out to see if it sort of connected with the aura and the body scan reading, and it actually did. It gave us, one, it gave us innocence, and to find our innocence, to kind of go back into our youth. And if we do that, it will allow us to, or remind us to trust during difficult times. So right now, I guess some of us have a difficult time trusting people, especially when the times get a little rough. So it says, too, it suggests that we go back into our youth, you know, find our center. And I felt like that connected with the portion of the reading that spoke about going into meditation and prayer. And then here it mentioned, too, in the three-card spread, to be silent and to practice patience, sort of let the wind sort of go by, if you will, not necessarily having to act right away when it comes down to people, or feeling that you need to act when you don't necessarily have to. So be still. And in doing so, it says that we release the need to control. So sometimes we just have to chill a little bit. And so it's almost kind of like, what is the saying? Let go, let God, you know. So be still and practice patience this week. And it's interesting because it actually said if we put all the cards together, it says that it connects us with the true expression in our work, in our works. And so really what it feels like when I looked at this reading, and then when I think about a lot of readings that I have recently, it's all about, and I think it's just this year, it's all about connecting with our true selves, living the life that we want to live, or the life that we came here on this planet to do. And so some people can no longer fake it. That's what it seems like. It seems like people are having a difficult time sort of faking things anymore. So that's causing a lot of extra stress. People are being dishonest in relationships, you know, all because they're not really doing what they really want to do in life. And so in summary for this week, patience, practice patience, get more into your meditation, get more into your prayers, your spiritual work, and it's saying to take it to a different level. So go a little bit further than what you have. If you fast, if you're used to fasting one day, maybe push that to 3 days, that kind of thing. So take it to the next level. So let's see, be still, patient, practice spiritual work, avoid lengthy conversations to avoid miscommunication. It also mentioned review business plans and concepts. Listen to your gut feelings as it relates to relationship challenges. And I don't see any major warnings here other than for those that might be a little sneaky. And it's basically saying avoid being sneaky and dishonest because you'll get caught this week. And I do feel like some of that leads to relationships as well. So kind of going out and coming back and still having another relationship going on. So that is, if I missed anything, that is what I have for the week. And like I mentioned, I'm not going to do too many readings tonight. I am going to take the first three callers here on the line. So if you have any comments or questions, I'm going to open the line up to the first three callers here. So let's see, hang on a second. Area code 631.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. My name is Suzanne. I just wanted a card reading for Love Life.
And you know what? I put my cards away. So I can, I can, if you hold on a second, I'll pull them back out. Did you listen
Did you do other readings or, I mean, besides the cards, could you put them away or?
Yeah, is this your first time calling in to this particular show? Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can do your, you can ask a specific question and I could give you, I can look at your body scan as it relates to Love Life.
Okay. I went on a date tonight, and the person seemed nice. We're going to go out again on Friday. And then I liked somebody for like 3 years, and we had a little tiff, and he hasn't called me in 4 weeks. I don't know if he's going to call me back. I don't know if he just got mad or whatever. What do you see with all this?
Okay, so you want to look at tonight?
Tonight and the one who just hasn't called me in 4 weeks.
Okay, well, the one tonight, it looks like there's some, looks like the person is kind of on the fence. So they may have not quite left a relationship, or they're trying to do some sort of juggling act.
Really? Because he said he wasn't dating the person anymore.
He said he wasn't dating the person anymore. Do you know how long ago it's been?
No.
Okay, so you may just want to, if you want to go out with him, that's fine, but it looks like he's not going to be able to hold the relationship together, like, or to keep you particularly satisfied. You might end up being sort of suspicious about him. He may not be able to give you 100%. So you can go out and then just sort of, being that you're getting a reading on it, which is a good idea, you can, that kind of gives you the heads up, but it definitely looks like in his body scan that he's holding, it looks like he's holding one space here, and then I'm going to try to hold one space there. So if he says that he's broken up with somebody, that's fine, but maybe not quite all the way. You know, so it's maybe there's, it's too much, it's too soon for transition in that particular situation. So you know, people do that initially, but maybe just ask for a little bit more honesty if you get suspicious. But I would say maybe just kind of go out and see.
Okay. What
but it just doesn't look like he's going to be able to be fulfilling. What, go ahead. What was the other one?
The person who hasn't called in 4 weeks. We had a little tiff.
And what is the question?
Do you see him calling me?
No.
Okay.
It looks like there's more movement of going, like, further away. But it doesn't seem like it really has to do. It's interesting. It doesn't really seem like it has to do with you. It seems like there's some other things going on.
You don't think he's ever going to call?
Well, I don't see it anytime soon. And even if he does, it doesn't really look that good. Because it looks like he's moving further away from, like, responsibility, or he's having difficulty with that.
So do you see anybody?
Well, I just looked at those two. It looks like when I did your body scan, it looks like you're going to end up moving away from these particular types of relationships. So I would suggest, being that you listen to the whole, I think you listened to the whole intro for this week, maybe focus on going within, reevaluating the type of relationships that you want to have, so your selection process or the energy that you pull to you might be different than what you've been getting thus far.
Yeah, well, the person last night seems nice. I mean, he did. And I just like the other person real a lot, so I was just hoping he would call back.
Yeah. Well, you know, the person from last night, it looks like he seems like he's actually funny or fun. You know,
yeah,
a little
he
outgoing,
is.
A little funny,
yeah.
And fun. Yeah, looks like it. So I can see why you liked him. You know, but there might be a problem with being completely honest. And it's interesting because the weekly reading spoke about dishonesty in relationships, I think, too. You know?
I don't know.
So
I'm just thinking that 1-4 weeks was going to call me in a couple of days. I don't know why I got that. I don't know. Maybe it was just wishful thinking.
Yeah, well, and this is the thing. I would still listen. It's not, there's a reason why you listened in to the weekly reading, because it also said that if somebody tries to come back to a relationship, that there's a selfish agenda there. I don't know if you heard that part, but that it seems like
you didn't. No, I didn't.
Very beginning. Oh, you didn't. Oh, okay, because you literally called before the session actually started. If you go back and listen to the weekly reading, I think you would benefit from that, and just kind of keep that in your head, just in case. It'll be archived for a couple of days, just in case you need to get that information that can help you for the for this week.
I don't know if he was going to, does Mercury retrograde, he's come back this week, or just hopeful thinking, who knows.
Yeah, well, it looks, I mean, I don't really see, the way he looks, I don't really see the, you know, we can't help who we like, I learned that, you know, but at the same time, it looks like he's having a difficult time with responsibility. There's some other personal things going on, so I'm not sure what kind of person, that if you're looking for somebody just to sort of fill up maybe a space, you know, if you're lonely or whatever, but it doesn't look like that much quality there. I just don't see the quality.
Okay.
So
I'll
just kind of take it easy this week. Reevaluate, think about, you know, what you're attracting, the type of relationship that you want to attract.
Okay.
You know? But thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, area code 404. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? You can't hear me?
Hello.
You cannot hear me. Can you not hear me?
Yes. Hear me. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. I was just calling to see if you had any advice on my pending love life, I guess, this next year. My birthday is actually Wednesday, so.
Do you have a specific question about someone?
Someone. I'm dating someone now. Is he it? We just started dating maybe about 3 months ago, or will someone new come into my life that will be the one?
Okay, so we're going to ask about this one particular person that you're dating now, right?
We're going to ask what? I'm sorry.
we're asking about someone that you just met or somebody that came back into your life. We're going to ask about one person.
Yes, we're going to ask about one person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just met him about 3 months ago. He didn't just come back into my life.
Okay, so you got back with him 3 months ago, and you want to know if this is it.
We just met 3 months ago. We've been dating for 3 months, and I wanted to know this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. or if he is not, is there a itch for me, you know, I guess in general, having children, getting married at some point?
Well, it looks like the person who you're with right now, it seems like he'll go through a stage of being optimistic and pursuing you. Is he doing that now? Do you feel like you're being pursued by him?
No. I feel like we're...
Not really?
I wouldn't necessarily say he's pursuing me. I said, we're together. We're kind of just coasting right now, trying to see what it is. I don't know if he's ready for commitment.
Okay. Did he just leave a relationship?
No.
Okay. Well, it looks like he's moving along, like, toward you. So it looks like he might eventually try to pursue you. Maybe you can have a conversation about it, you know, to see where he wants to go, because it looks like he wants to make the moves. You know, it looks like he wants to do something. But when I look at your body scan, you just look a little unsure. You look, for you to be the person that sort of wants to get married and stuff like that, you don't really look stable yourself, like as far as knowing what you want and stuff. You look almost like a flight risk. Like if I were a guy, I don't know if I would trust you. And I'm just saying so maybe you've been shell-shocked before, or you're, you know, there's some nervous energy there. But I would say make sure that you sort of settle yourself down, because it looks like you may not be able to trust what you see or trust what you feel as it relates to relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the guy that you've been seeing now is kind of picking up maybe off of some of your vibes.
Right. I think so, yeah.
You know, yeah, so I would just sort of calm down a little bit. Just get yourself grounded. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the reading for this week, but think about that, some of the meditation, get into your spiritual work, that kind of thing, because this is just a little, your energy is just very sort of scattered, look like you were shell-shocked at one point. You can't really trust things. So the thing is, you can meet somebody really, and they might be afraid of you. They might think that you're going to leave them or not. You're not going to trust them. You know, you have trust issues or something.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know,
mm-hmm.
clear yourself up as far as when it comes down to relationships. And I think even the reading mentioned earlier, going back to that innocence, you know, so you can trust. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the reading, but it might speak to you if you want to go back over and listen to it.
Okay.
It looks like there is marriage, but the whole point is that you want to be, and I'm not saying I'm seeing it with the guy that you're with, but it looks like you can be married, but it just looks like you just don't want it to be a show. You want it to be something that is for real, I would hope.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm running out of time. I wasn't going to take too many calls tonight. I did a big show last night. I think I read like 20 people. So I'm just taking the first couple of calls. Yeah.
No problem. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you calling. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello.
Area code 216. Hi.
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 How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How's that?
That's good. That's good.
My question is totally different than romance. Okay, I know. I had an interview Friday. Can you see? First of all, I listened to your show. It was very nice. Yes, I do have to. I do have to practice patience. That is good advice to me. I had an interview on Friday, and I want to see if it looks good, and if not, do you see me landing a career?
Yep, it actually looks good. Something's coming up, because in your aura and in your body scan, one, it looks like you're ready to work. Yeah, it looks like you're ready to work. It looks like you're ready to go. And there's a lot of good energy around that, around being able to communicate what you need to communicate as far as what you can do, But also, I will say this. I don't know what you interviewed for, but you have to, there's going to be an opportunity for you to create the kind of work that you need to create. So the thing is that you have to, or be able to get in a position where you have authority to implement ideas and things like that.
I do need that.
Yeah.
Do you
feel
otherwise
I'll be you're
going to
feel
soon.
Otherwise, that's what it looks like. That's the thing. It looks like that. I would just start putting out the vibe, you know, of communicating like who are you, what you know, what do you do, and just kind of
one Friday
that energy.
Mm-hmm. What, sweetie? The one Friday, it is. You know, it's funny. It is a different type of position that I've done, but it's in the same type of company, same type of bit. You know, business.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it's kind of an entry level, but it's great. Hey, it's really not, if you look at it objectively, it's a very hard
mm-hmm.
job. It's just different from what I've done. But if they were to offer it to me, I would take it because I can go other places there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that might end up being the situation because I did a body scan of you initially, and then I did
okay.
a body scan of you, like, after Friday, like, let's just say if you get the job.
Yeah.
And it looks like you will get the job, but the thing is that it looks like maybe it's not what you thought it would be, you know, that kind of thing. So you would kind of have to hang in there because even the reading spoke about being authentic, being able to express, you know, find your truest self, you know, that kind of thing. And so it looks like you might struggle a little bit with that position. But if you can stay focused and if that can land you what you really want, then that would be ideal.
I got it. But you do see me working soon.
Yeah, I do. It looks, your aura and everything looks very optimistic. It looks like you're ready to go. I would just say, you know, do some spiritual work. This week it says do some spiritual work, so light your candles behind it, you know what I mean, and say your prayer.
I know.
And maybe do a little work spell, you know, and get going. But everything
is
open there
for
you.
The first time I've listened to your show, it's actually very nice. You have some really good things to say at the beginning of the show.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, very, very
really
nice
appreciate
show.
It. Thank
okay,
you.
Listen.
Thanks for tuning in.
Listen,
all
have
right,
a nice evening.
Luck.
Thank you
yes.
for answering
you
my
too.
Question. Okay.
Thank you. No
bye-bye.
Problem. All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Area code 404.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Damaris.
How are you? Who is this?
This is Kia.
Hi, Kia. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
All right.
Well, I don't have any questions like everybody else. I was one of the ones who had the questions about the blockages, actually.
Oh, from yesterday?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, let me look here because I'm doing your body scan. Your blockage is based on, and it looks like, just so people that are on the line, and I am going to take this next call as well. There's somebody else that has a question, so you guys can hang on the line. But the episode is going to end shortly, but I'm going to keep running so you can continue to listen. Okay. So it shows that you haven't fully committed yourself to your looks like you're scattered. It looks like the past. You still got a place in the past that kind of holds you. So the thing is that when you say, well, what are my blockages? It's things from the past that still have a hold on you. So it looks like you have to put some things to rest. You know, and it even looks like how it looks is that you even had a good idea. And how I can explain it is that sometimes we meet somebody and we say, okay, we're going to share our lives together. Let's create this thing together. And then that person goes away. But so even part of your dream went away too. That's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as like the part of yourself, like part of your body scan, like in the past, and then some trying to move forward in the future. So... It looks like what's blocking you is the fact that you're not, it's like you're not all one piece, like you're being shared somewhere else. So that means that you're not living your life like 100%. So it's going to appear like I'm blocked, but I'm not necessarily 100% present. You see what I'm saying? So if I'm only operating off of, you know, 45%, then I will get right. blocked very easily. So it just looks like putting some things to rest, you know.
Okay.
And so other things can pile up top of that. So let's just say if I'm just operating at 45%, then I can get a little low mood. I might get a little depression. I might start eating, you know, the things I consume may not be the best for my health. So then that's going to add mm-hmm. other blockages. And then I'm going to feel stagnant. Then my house might get cluttery. You know, I might start hanging out with the wrong people. So things just kind of trickle down from there.
Right. Okay.
Does that resonate with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. So the best way, let's see, how can you get yourself? The best way is to, you have to just kind of go back. You have to go back, and it's okay to do that, to go back and put things at peace, put things to rest or whatever, maybe take your time, you know, and do that. And then definitely include some of your spiritual work with that, your prayers, ask for assistance, you know, get some spiritual healing work, you know, do some meditation, invest in your spiritual self. So, you know, you can, you know, get some chakra work, do some meditation, join a yoga group, stuff like that.
Okay.
And do that with the intention of releasing. So let's just say even if you go to a yoga studio and you could say, I'm having a hard time really letting go of something, what would be the best yoga for me? You know, and so for, like, what I understand about yoga, there's something called restorative yoga that's incredible.
Okay.
So maybe taking a few sessions of restorative yoga.
Okay. What about, it might sound a little weird, but somebody maybe putting a curse on you?
I don't see it in your body scan, and I usually see that really well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because
I keep having
some of the weirdest type of dreams, and I don't know why this man keep chasing me.
What, chasing you in your dream?
Mm-hmm.
Are you running?
Trying to get away.
Well, maybe you need to confront him. Maybe that's what you need to put to rest.
Okay. Confront him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And put it to rest.
Okay.
Like I say, there's something in your past that you just haven't put to rest. That's the whole thing, you know. So if there's some things that are left undone, you want to go back, put them to rest, release them.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't see that, and usually that's the first thing I see.
All right.
In a body scan. Yeah, so this requires you to do your own work, your personal work. It's you, it's not anybody else.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So just do more of your spiritual work. You got to invest in yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Mhm. Do the yoga, prayers, meditation, light your candles, go to the water, do your spiritual bath. You know, so it's just personal spiritual development.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for being patient.
No problem. No problem.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Area code 206.
Hi, Damaris. It's Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
How are you? Can you
hear
me? Hey. I'm doing okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay, good. I can, yes.
Okay.
All right. So I tried to call in last week, and I
basically fell asleep with my kids surrounding me. And so I was, okay. I was at 206, no call, no show. Like, that was me. But I was like, oh, let me listen to the replay. Like, maybe I hung up. Like, oh, nope, nope, I didn't.
Right. okay.
So I'm wondering about from the last time that I had a reading, we talked about my house and me doing artwork and just me getting myself kind of on a new track. And I'm just mm-hmm. kind of wanting to get a check-in to see if I'm moving in the right direction. I'm trying.
I was going to say, have you actually been doing it?
I've definitely been reaching out in terms of the house side of things. Only some on the art. I feel like, you know, there's some self-doubt kind of creeping in there. But I have been reaching out and definitely putting in work on the house side.
Okay. Well, it looks like, and then did you listen to the beginning of the reading for the week?
No,
did you hear
I didn't.
That
I missed the whole beginning.
Okay, go back, because that's going to be archived. Go back and listen to that. It's only a few minutes, so listen to that, you know, tonight, maybe later on tonight, if you can, because I think
okay.
some of that applies to you as far as this week. Because when I do your body scan, it looks like you're becoming somehow, it looks like you're becoming almost impatient, or that you have some type of expectations and they didn't come through. And so basically what it looks like is, it looks like you've expected something from someone in your past and they're not holding up their end of the bargain. So you're just sort of standing there. It almost looks like you're just standing there with your hand on your hip looking like, you know, I can't believe you didn't do this. You know, what are you doing? That's what it looks like.
Okay.
So there looks like an impatience. So the thing is, if you're impatient in your own life or things are not happening in your life the way that you want them to, it looks like you're looking back to say, see, if you would have done this or that, meaning someone else, then I wouldn't be in this position right now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It looks
like I do. I almost feel like, I mean, I'm the person who, if I wouldn't have done X, Y, and Z, I wouldn't be in this
mm-hmm.
position. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's
right.
me. I don't feel like there's
right.
anybody else to, you know. Of course, there's
right.
always people weaved in, but I don't really blame other people for me not, you know, being where I am supposed to be or whatever. I just blame myself.
Right, right. Well, have you been reflecting? Because that's what your body scan looks like you're looking back. It's more like you're looking more in the past than you are in the
yeah.
future. That's the only reason why I ask if you were actually, what were you doing? Because your body is not positioned, like, forward.
Right.
You know, so have you been
yeah.
reflecting? Is that it, or?
Definitely been just reflecting. And, you know, I did. I wanted everything to happen, you know, like, quickly. And I want to see clearly. I don't want to step out and do it wrong. So
mm-hmm.
then, you know, but then also knowing, okay, but I should be doing more. So I'm always stuck in the, like, I should be doing more, and I don't want to do it wrong. So I don't do it while thinking that I should be doing it. Like, it just, you know, goes around in a circle. And, yeah, I thought that, you know, I would definitely have the house thing figured out by now. And I'm like, well, it's Mercury in retrograde. But, you know, like, things are all about to change in my building. So I'm just like, just, you know, worried about whether or not everything will work out and I'll be able to do what I need to do and if everything will work out the way it needs to work out. You know, I just, yeah, distressed.
Yeah, definitely go back and listen to the beginning of the reading because it talked about appearance and how appearance can keep us sort of in a box, like, how we'll be viewed by others. And even when you said, well, doing it wrong, somehow you learn that somewhere, like, oh, if I do this wrong, then how will that look or whatever. And so it's really keeping you inside of a box. So this week's reading spoke about getting into our, like, our true expression, you know, when it comes down to our work and our innocence, the innocence almost like of a child. And so there is no, you know, when we go back and we find our center, we're not really worried about if I'm going to make a mistake or not or if this is going to work or not because we're living off of our passion. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah, but I would definitely listen to the beginning of the reading because that spoke to you. There's really no, what I'm looking at here, there really isn't any blockage. I do think that because your body scan is really huge, your aura is kind of big, so I feel like, you know, you may be blocking yourself a little bit. You're just going to have to maybe get somebody who can make you accountable so you can just do and just do and do and do and do and not even think about it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Instead of stopping and wondering.
Yeah.
Get somebody that can make you accountable and just hit it. You know, do a little check-in. Yep. Because there's no blocks here.
Okay.
Other than you. So the thing is your energy is becoming more potent, but then if you're not using that or you're blocking yourself, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And can I ask one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
About my baby's health. Like, just, I have three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So with my youngest one, yeah, she's sitting in my lap, like, putting her finger up. I'm just wondering, you know, what I can do to kind of keep their health in line. Like, I feel like it's just so often, and maybe it's just you dealing with colds and things, but they hit kind of hard, you know, and so I'm just wondering if there's anything emotional behind that I need to be aware of, or
yeah, it's the energy of depression. It's a heavy energy, and I'm not saying she's depressed. I'm saying that there's an energy of depression that's around that sort of that collects on her. So then it makes her. Almost her emotional immune system or spiritual immune system drop. So then it'll show up in the physical. But there's the energy of depression.
Okay.
So I would say to help, other than just your regular physical practices, but to keep bright colors, you know, yellow, give her a yellow pillow, you know, that kind of thing, or bright colors around her, you know.
Okay.
But I would say get a yellow pillow. For her, like specifically for her, a little happy yellow pillow, you know.
Okay.
But there's an energy of depression, so that means too you got to make sure you keep your house clear and clean, smudge it, sage it, you know, make sure that is that, or wherever she's going, like if somebody is babysitting her and they get depressed or whatever, but it's the energy of depression.
Okay. All right, I'll definitely get the yellow pillow and just try to brighten things up.
And then, you know, and then give her, because she does absorb energy easily, you know, so make sure you do the regular stuff, you know, that it's going to keep her immune system boosted and everything like that.
Okay.
But it's definitely an emotional thing. So that's a good question. You're a good mommy. That's a good question.
All right.
That's a
Thank
good question.
You.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just keep. Okay, now she's talking about nose. I'm gonna keep listening. Thank you so much for doing the show, and I listened to the Blockages show earlier today too. I was like, oh, I can't believe I missed this.
Right.
I didn't get it live.
Right.
But I did listen to
there
that one too.
A lot
so.
Of good information on that. Yeah.
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 Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right. I appreciate you, too. I'll talk to you again soon. I'm calling you after I get my house.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Good night. All right. So, thank you. There's other callers here, but nobody has their hand up to speak. So, we're going to go ahead and end the show. I wish everyone a great week. May your ancestors and guides continue to bless and protect you and your loved ones. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you next week.